Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Pro Bowl tight end for the San Francisco 49ers. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him. George Kittle joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. George, first and foremost, thank you for your time this morning. How's the offseason been treating you?
Thanks for having me on, guys. It's been a whirlwind, a lot of stuff. Had a lot of fun, good time off, get the body right, and excited to be back at San Fran and getting back to work.
We were just talking about this before you came on.
I heard.
Not one, but two great tight ends scheduled to come out of Iowa this year. Are you guys tight end you now?
I think we've been tight end you since Marv Cook back in the 80s. So.
Great memory.
Nice
history.
Are those guys going to maybe break you off a piece of that first contract when they go first round? Because you are the modern-day trailblazer for tight end you.
Oh, Dallas Clark, too. I almost forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't forget Dallas. But, I told them they both owe me at least 10%.
Ah, be an agent. That's what Lowe was just saying.
No question, brother. You need to say, man, I am going to be the agent out of Iowa and make sure I get all these tight ends in, brother. How do you balance everything, though, man? First of all, man, unbelievable season. Love what you're doing, the personality, what the things you bring to the table on and off the field is just unprecedented. But how do you balance that, man? How do you say, man, I'm going to stay pretty in the face and slim in the waist and still go out there and play at a high level when so many people do want a part of the Kittle machine because it's hey, diddle, diddle, Kittle down the middle.
Holy cow.
Oh, I'm bringing a Kittle. Oh, get ready.
Holy cow. For me, I wake up the same every single day. I'm blessed. I get to play football in the NFL. I get paid to do it. So I just take advantage of every single day, whether it's ups or downs, losing games or if you're hurt, I stay as positive as I can just because, like I said, I get paid to play football, which is a dream of mine since I was a little kid. So I just cherish every day and I know that the window's not that big and, there's a limited time on it. So that's what I focus on and I just try to be better every single day.
How are the ribs feeling?
Fantastic.
George Kittle, San Francisco 49ers Pro Bowl tight end, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. You're going to be heading into a season in which expectations are quite high, not just for the team, but for you individually. Massive numbers next year. Are you expecting defenses to pay increased attention to you next year?
I hope they do. And it gives me more challenges, things to look at. That's fun. And I like challenges. And I think, with the team that we're getting together, we have the right guys on the team. If they focus more on me and, Marquise can run down the middle of the field, they're running a 4-1-5, he can get all the yards for all I care. As long as we start winning games, I'm happy.
How excited are you to get your quarterback back healthy this year and also to get a running back who didn't even get a chance to play last year in Jerick McKinnon?
It's exciting. Jimmy is an unreal quarterback. He's a phenomenal leader. That's one thing I think he's absolutely incredible at compared to other people. And, I'm really excited to see what Jack can do because I know that he has been he's been itching to play football for the last, year and a half, and he can't wait to show what he's got.
George, I've been able to play with some pretty good tight ends. Antonio Gates played there in San Diego. Guys that go out and run great routes. And he used to lick his chops. If he see a receiver get on him, he's like, this. Or if you see a linebacker, say too fast for a linebacker, too strong for a safety. How do you go out and you get your pre-snap read when you're going out there? Do you get excited? When do you start chomping at the bits when you say, okay, I know I got man coverage? What are some of the things you do to become better of a student of the game?
When we're installing, Coach Shanahan, he'll be like, hey, George, this is a play we're looking at. You're the first read. So if you get this coverage or you get this coverage, this is what you're going to get. And then when you get to the game and you actually see that, you line up, always check in Sam's strong safety. Those are the three things you check so you can know, what the defense is, what their coverage is, whether it's man, they're going to flip the zone. Like you said, when you get a man or, if you're in a, if you're on the non-receiver side, you're out there in a slot by yourself and they got a Mike linebacker on you or a strong safety, it gets pretty exciting because it's really truly just a one-on-one route. And if you win, you get the ball. And if you make a guy miss, you can go 80 yards.
George Kittle joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. With draft season in full swing and the selection show taking place in just 2 days, have you been keeping an eye on all this stuff? I mean, obviously, you're going to have some new teammates joining the fold in just a few days.
Yes and no. I mean, I know just as much as you guys do when it comes to who we're going to draft and all the guys that we're going to pick up. I just try to keep in touch with the Iowa guys that, you know, I played with, because most of the guys getting drafted this year from Iowa were all there when I was a senior, including the tight ends, the defensive end, and the safety out of there. So I keep in touch with them. I spent the last 2 weeks before OTA started training at Iowa, so I could just have a couple conversations with them, you know, tell them things that worked for me, things that didn't work for me, just try to help them out as much as I possibly can. But, you know, other than that, I don't really pay too much attention to it. I just try to focus on myself and try to get better.
I know one thing you do pay attention to is Game of Thrones, and without any spoilers coming out, our good friend here, Lo Neal, is actually working his way through season 3 right now. Joe and Anna and myself, we're all caught up. What do you think of the first couple of episodes, and just what are your thoughts in general about this show going forward?
Oh, goodness. I mean, it's incredible. I feel bad for you, though, because like, season 3 is pretty boring. Not a lot happens.
Right.
Fun with that. No, I'm excited. You know, I think they did a good job setting it up. I know the next 4 episodes are all about 100. When it was an hour and 20 minutes long, so I'm really excited for that. You know, more Thrones the better. And you know, there are so many fan theories out there. I've fallen down a couple Reddit holes for hours reading theories. So I got a lot of things, you know, a lot of thoughts about what could happen. But you know, it's Game of Thrones. You really have no clue.
You don't. And Kittle, man, I'm in season 3. And my emotions, man. I mean, I go through so many things, and I didn't know I could hate. I didn't know I was could be that angry. It's just crazy, especially with the two little boys. But anywho, as I digest, you're talking about emotions. How do you contain kind of the emotions of this team? How do you put it in perspective to say, what do people expect from you guys? You look at a season last year, you think it's, you're being optimistic, think you guys are going to win more games than you do. How is right now the whole team? What is kind of you guys' mantra, and what's kind of that battle cry for this season?
You know, some of the things that I really noticed being back is, you know, guys really want to be here. Everyone is, you know, 100% committed to, you know, being here, working out, getting better these first 2 weeks, you know, excited. You got a good atmosphere in the locker room. And, you know, you got a lot of guys that are itching to play football because, you know, we haven't touched the field since, you know, December, and, you know, their team's playing in February. So we have missed football, and you kind of feel that from around the locker room, and, you know, you just got guys wanting to get back on the field. And I think that's a very healthy spot, you know, for a team, and we're looking forward to getting back on the field.
Niners tight end George Kittle joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Did you have a chance to go through the schedule last week when it was released? We went through it, obviously, you know, as closely as you could, talked about it for a couple days. If you did go through it, what stood out to you?
Week 4 bye is always fun. But other than that, I saw that, you know, my first thing I always look at is the month of December and where I'm playing at. So we had a game at Seattle and game at Baltimore, so it should be a little chilly, but I'm looking forward to both of those. Other than that, man, I don't really pay attention to it. It's 1 week at a time, and I show up whenever Coach Shanahan tells me to.
Do you keep an eye on all of the machinations within the division, whether or not it's the Russell Wilson contract or things going on in Arizona, or do you try to just keep your head down and worry about the work that you need to put in?
Man, I worry about the 49ers because I can't really control anything else.
George, there was a guy that I played against, and he would give me fits. Al Wilson, Denver Broncos, and, of course, Dre Lewis, linebacker from Baltimore. Who's the guy that you like, man, it just gives you a little bit of fits, a guy that you like playing against and you know that he's going to bring out the best in you?
I mean, Cleo Mack kind of worked me last year, so that's something I'd like to get another shot at. He's pretty good.
I don't think you're the only one. I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Was it one of those that you hated to go watch the film, like on the plane ride, or when you got home, you're like, God, I don't even want to watch this. You get ready to watch this tape, you're like, there's the play.
You know, yeah, I felt like that before, but a guy like Cleo Mack, who he's at the top of his game, and compared to other people, you know, there's not a lot of players like him. I like watching that because I like saying, hey, you know, if I would have just done this 10% better, I would have made the play on him, and so it just gets me excited to think that you know, if I can just play a little bit better, then I can be blocking a guy like Cleo Mack.
You know, you were one of the big reasons why there was so much excitement about Antonio Brown coming to the Bay Area. Now, he eventually ended up landing with the Raiders, but there's a story out there that it was Garoppolo daring you to send out that tweet to Antonio Brown that got it all started. Is that true?
It was more of a, you won't do it, and I said, yes, I will.
And thank you, by the way, because we did at least two, if not 3 days.
Yeah, we owe
you. May have did a month on that.
Yeah, a lot of material. So if you ever think about any other controversial or excitable tweets or IG posts, go ahead and fire those off in the off season because we eat that stuff up, George.
Yeah, 100%. I know my PR guys at the Niners would love it if I did.
Last thing for you. There's a rumor out there that you may be attending Game 7 of the Sharks and the Knights tonight, and that perhaps you could play a significant role in the eye of many Sharks fans. Is that possibly true?
I hope so. I'm working on tickets. You know, I'm just like another guy. I'm just trying to get tickets like everybody else.
So we might not see you, say, open the doors for Game 7.
If I get asked to, I will.
Beautiful. We should get the Sharks on
what
we should now.
We'll make it happen for you.
I get you a couple of good ones in the upper bowl, maybe in the corner, George, with my kind of pull. Maybe
we'll get that.
Standing room only.
As long as I'm in the stadium, I'll have a good time.
Boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pro Bowl tight end for the San Francisco 49ers, the great George Kittle with us here on 95.7 The Game. George, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you so much. Good luck with the offseason program. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. You were blessed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.